the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. We were trying to have a detailed look at the four means of recourse in the supplication of Kumail. We said we try to talk in details about the four means of recourse which have appeared in the supplication of Kumail. And these means of recourse, actually, they constitute the main frame, the main part of the second part of the supplication of Kumail. The first means was Allah's previous goodness, previous kindness, previous grace towards the servants. مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ بِرِّكَ وَإِحْسَانِكَ. The second means was our love for him, because this is a commodity that Allah never rejects. And parallel to this means is our profession of his oneness, our humility before him, our prayers, our prostrations, our remembrance of him, because they are all because of our love for him. They must be, actually. Whatever we do in this world, in this life of ours, we must do because of our love for him. This is the highest level of monotheism. Whatever we do because we love him, not just because we are afraid of his fire, not just because we are actually eager to see what he has promised to the believers. No, whatever we do because we do love him. That's the highest level of monotheism. Anyway, talking about the means of recourse, we were saying that the first means was Allah's previous goodness. The second means that Imam Ali alayhi salam uses and applies in the supplication of Kumail is our humility before him, our love for him. And the third means was our weakness. But where all these actually means of recourse reach the highest level is the fourth means, with which Imam alayhi salam seeks recourse to Allah. With that state of iltirar, we sufficiently discussed the concept of iltirar as we translated it into desperate need. We liken the situation to the situation of a baby. She knows that her parents are her protector. They are her supporters. She knows that only they are the ones who can fulfill her needs while no one else is able to do so. So that's why she develops intimacy with them. This is the point. This is exactly the same thing between the relation of the servant of the Almighty Allah. The true servant must realize that whenever an affliction befalls him, the very first place he must turn to must be the Almighty Allah. Because he is the absolute cause, he is the one who has created us. And after getting to know him, after recognition comes this state of love, this state of intimacy. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam uses in the supplication of Kumail. Allahumma inni as'aluka
bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء
وبجبروتك التي خلقت بها كل شيء
وبجبروتك التي خلقت بها كل شيء
يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس
يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا أول الأولين يا آخر
So we said that this state of iltirar has got two aspects. The second aspect is Imam Ali alayhi salam talking about the spirit of tawheed in prayer, where he says, O Allah, I swear sincerely that if you leave me with speech, I will lament to you from the midst of the fire's inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful, and I will call on to you. But this was the first aspect. The second aspect is the fact that the relation of the servant with Allah is the kind of seeking protection from him, asking for his help, and crying for his mercy. Is it then possible that Allah, the most merciful of all merciful, hears the cry for help of a servant whose ignorance and heedlessness has driven him to the fire of hell, whilst he asks and laments for his help, calls on him with the tongue of those who profess his unity and beseeches him for delivering him from the fire. But he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaves him in the torment to be burnt by its flames, encompassed by its groaning and convulsed among its levels. This is not what we have expected of the previous clemency of the Almighty Allah. Now listen to these words. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Can you see yourself, glory be to you, O Allah, that yours is the praise, hearing from within the fire the voice of a slave surrendered to you, imprisoned there because of his violations, suffering the pangs of its torment because of his disobedience, and confined within its levels because of his sins and crime, while he laments before you with the lament of the one hopeful of your mercy? Dear listeners, this is the second aspect of the fourth recourse we are trying to discuss. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, That servant calls upon you with the tongue of those who profess your oneness and entreats you by your lordship. O my protector, how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi. وبركاته
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.